From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Peter Sagal, and this week we're looking back at some of our favorite news quiz moments from the recent past. On a show like ours, the biggest challenge is when the stories in the news are just not that funny. Case in point, Hurricane Katrina. Challenged with the task of making light of a devastating national tragedy, we did what anybody in that situation would do. We punted over to Roy Blunt, Jr.
Roy, your most recent book, of course, was about New Orleans, Feet in the Street, and I'm wondering if you've been in touch with your various friends there.
Yeah, I've talked to people there. I talked to people who got out and are trying to get back in to find out what happened to their houses and things, and it's really been a bad week, obviously, but I've seen two humorous things during this week set in New Orleans in the press. One of them was in some newspaper I read, there was a lady who was standing on the street wearing a T-shirt she had bought on Bourbon Street, and according to the newspaper article, it had a lewd message on it. You know, if you've seen those T-shirts on Bourbon Street, you can imagine. And the lady said, "I just don't want to die in this shirt." And two, there were people looting the Walgreens drugstore, a particular drugstore that on Royal Street there that I particularly like. As the people were going in and coming out and looting, there was a guy standing there with a trumpet playing "When the Saints Go Marching In."
They just play that for any old occasion.
I know.
Don't they?
Yeah.
To me, the only ludicrous thing that happened this week was that a particularly conservative religious group said God was in fact punishing New Orleans for, among other things, girls gone wild.
Well, the thing is, God didn't get the French Quarter.
So. Yeah.
And that's where the girls went.
Yeah. Exactly. He saved that.
Usually, of course, our reaction to tragedy in the news is to quickly change the subject to more important stuff. Here's a selection of recent questions posed to our panelists.
Adam, a story we are obligated by our contract with NPR to cover. Last week, the FDA announced it was investigating reports that suggest that if...
Where are you, Peter?
That if you use Viagra, what could happen to you?
You could go blind.
Right. There have been a number of reports about the use of Viagra and other anti-impotence drugs leading to permanent blindness, so people all over America came together to make jokes about using it till you need glasses. So there have been some there have been so few cases, they're not sure if it's just a coincidence or if it is a trend. But amazingly, one of the cases reported was of a man who used Cialis, a competing product, and noticed...
Kind of cruel. It's called Cialis.
Impotent Cialis.
Not anymore.
She can cure you.
Cialis. No, but I heard her coming.
I just want to say, none of the blind guys has complained.
Well, actually, this is what's funny. So he used the drug, and he noticed his vision deteriorated. So he used it again, and it got worse. And then he used it again, and it got worse. And then the next time he used it, he went completely blind. Adam, a German bus driver, drove for 2 miles without noticing that he had what caught in his bumper?
His mom.
Ew.
He had a car.
Yes, he had a
caught
car.
Caught in his bumper.
A smart car, one of those little European smart cars.
Oh, my God.
Bus driver Klaus...
Which, by the way, if you're the owner of a smart car, that is the absolute most fuel-efficient way to travel. Just saying.
To drive?
No idiot, that car.
Yeah. Bus driver Klaus Bürgermeister, that's his name, just thought he'd run over a rock when he was merging onto the highway. He kept going. And he was a little shocked when policemen pulled him over and pointed out the tiny car stuck in the bus's grill with the uninjured driver inside.
Oh, gosh.
Who had been trying to get his attention through the sunroof.
Roy, a woman in Kansas City, Missouri, who just wanted to spit while driving, accidentally did what?
Oh, God. I don't... She just wanted to sit, and she actually thought better of it and sang a little hymn out the window. Because she thought, if I spit, it will get on the radio. And I don't think people should hear words like spit on the radio. So, blessed assurance was what she sang. I don't see there's any silver lining in this at all. She stuck her head out and she ran over someone's kitten. Some little child's kitten was out there. And just because this lady had to spit, I think it was a little black and white kitten.
Oh, I'm so depressed.
Oh.
Well, she opened the door to do it.
Oh, she opened the door and fell out.
Right, she fell out.
Oh, God.
Out of the car.
Oh, what a relief. She opened it. Why did she open the door to spit? That's not what...
I don't know.
They used to have those little triangular vents.
So yeah.
Then you could spit, but now without that vent, it's back in your face.
Anyway, she decided she needed to spit. She was rolling down Highway 71. She opened her door, leaned out, and rolled onto the pavement.
Oh.
And then ended up chasing her car down the road. Come back.
Where was the kitten?
Now, we ask questions in the show, of course, to discover things about the week's news, but sometimes we discover things about our panelists. Here's what happened when we asked Sue Ellicott a question about a subject that turned out to be very dear to Paula Poundstone's heart.
Sue, this past week, an Oregon court sentenced a 15-year-old boy to community service for something he did to a 13-year-old classmate. The boy was prosecuted under a law that labels as misdemeanors behaviors that are described by prosecutors as what? Something behaviors.
Deviant behaviors?
No.
Irritating behaviors?
I'm going to give you a hint, and I don't know if it's going to help because of your background, but ready? Yuck, 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 yuck.
Imitating cartoon character behaviors?
Oh, you poor British person. Deprived as you were of the finest of our cultural exports.
Isn't that some reference to an obscure TV cartoon character I did not grow up with?
No, it's not cartoon.
Okay.
Said Paula, undisbelievingly. Yeah, Paula.
A person on a sitcom that I don't know about.
No,
and
not,
I should have been watching.
It's not sitcom.
Paula, do you in fact know the answer?
Of course she does.
But there's... No, there's a no Three Stooges ordinance in...
There is a no Three Stooges ordinance in... Well, it's called the Three Stooges behaviors, as they are formally known. In this case, the criminal...
You always give me these silly questions. I'm going to
There's nothing silly about this.
There is no way I'm going to know that.
Paula, before you get upset...
I've never been this angry.
Paula, no. Calm down, Paula. The Three Stooges themselves are still legal in Oregon.
My
it's not
kids
about
wouldn't know now. Any manners at all if it weren't for the episode where they try to teach them culture.
In this case, David Thumler, 15 years old, was in a store with 13-year-old friend Matthew Cox. He took exception to what Matthew Cox had said about him, so he reached into his shirt, grabbed his little nipple, and twisted. Typical behavior in kids this age. Cox's parents called the police. The next thing you know, the guy's in court. Anyway, under the laws, this was fell under, it's kind of harassment, as well as wet willies, wedgies, swirlies, noogies, and other forms of, quote, Three Stooges behavior.
I know about noogies.
The Three Stooges never twisted anybody's nipple. That is, they would not do that. They have certain standards. You run a saw across a guy's head, well, that can happen.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo